Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm not trying to wish our lives away, yet at the same time, we also need to be looking ahead just a little bit. And I'm not talking about Duquesne playing BYU right now where they lead by one with about 4.5 minutes to go in the game. I'm talking about the Three Rivers Arts Festival and the music guests that have just been announced for that. And we are delighted to be joined by Sarah Aziz from the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust as she joins us right now on KDKA. Sarah, how are you?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I am great. It is amazing to think that you've got the Rolling Stones, the Boston Pops, the New York Philharmonic. You've got all these acts. I'm kind of kidding. But no, the point is, it is such a wide range of musical guests that are going to be coming here. And it's every single day there's something else musically from May 31st until the 9th of June. How excited are you to announce this lineup?
I am really excited. The team and I have been working really hard on putting together, like you said, 10 days of very diverse music. So we always say, you know, there's something for everyone at the Arts Festival. Like, you'll find a day. So we really try to live and breathe that. And I think, you know, we did a pretty good job this year.
How do you go about sort of culling through what could literally be thousands upon thousands of musical guests and deciding these are the 10, these are the 12, these are the 15 that we're going to consider and then ultimately bring in?
Sure. So, you know, we work with agents to book talent. That's sort of how it works in the performing arts world. So a lot of these acts are on tour. You know, Ben Folds' whole tour was announced, and so everybody knew he was playing June 9th at the festival a couple weeks ago before we announced the rest of the lineup. But most of these artists are on tour. And so as agents are putting their tours together, we've, you know, cultivated lots of relationships with lots of different agents and agencies. And so they pitch you, you know, they're salesmen. They call you and they are salespeople, I should say. They call you and they say, you know, do you want to book this band? And this is what it costs. And we kind of try to look at everything that's coming through. And sometimes it's, you know, really easy. And sometimes it's a little bit, you know, more of a stretch, to make sure that we're really filling lots of different, not only musical genres, but, you know, are these people that are going to play well at the Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival, right? It's an outdoor festival. It's, you know, not ticketed. So the audience, you don't want to book a performer who really likes a quiet house where, you know, they might get upset if someone's cell phone rings. You know, you need to book someone who's going to like roll with it.
Right.
So we try to take all those things into consideration and then we go for it.
So there has to be some level of flexibility maybe for them. But you've also got the challenge, for instance, you know, playing outside for something like the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is very different than playing Heinz Hall. And yet they have been a staple and are coming back again this year as well, which I know delights you.
They have. They are such troopers. They, you know, we used to have a backup plan where if the weather wasn't cooperative, which, you know, the reputation that we have,
sunshine all the time, so warm that you need a fan, right?
It's 10 days, not really. It's like 10 days of 72 and low humidity,
right.
Nice gentle breeze. It's lovely.
Can't remember the last time it rained either.
You can't. And that's why the symphony loves to perform at the Outdoor Festival. But seriously, they find it very much part of their mission. They are such a gem in Pittsburgh. We're so lucky to have them. And they understand that, you know, maybe not everyone has the opportunity to go see them at a ticketed performance in Heinz Hall for whatever reason. There's a number of reasons, but this is such a great opportunity for them to reach people and for people to have the, you know, the chance to see them when maybe they wouldn't otherwise. And so, yeah, they have been a staple. This is my 9th festival, and they were part of it long before me, and I guarantee they will be long after I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And they're just wonderful, and they program things that people will know, and, you know, make classical music fun. Yeah, they're great to work with.
Visiting with Sarah Aziz from the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, announcing the lineup of musical guests who are going to be here. So, you know, you've got the nominees and Grammy winners like the PSO. You've also got Martha Redbone. Lost Lonely Boys is another one of those sort of Texas rock bands. I mean, so you've got classical music, you've got Ben Folds, with or without Five, I'm still not sure, will be here as well. But to have a Texas rock band sort of wedged in between there, what does that bring?
You know, June 1st is going to be the most exciting day maybe in the history of Pittsburgh. The amount of entertainment that is happening, you know, sort of in the downtown North Shore area is just so exciting. And so this one took some extra care of, like, okay, well, we've got Kenny Chesney playing over at I'm still going to call it Heinz Field.
That's okay. We all do, and we know exactly what you're talking about. Acrisure Stadium, yep.
Right.
You're such a true Pittsburgher. I love you for that, Sarah. I absolutely adore you for that.
And we've got, you know, we've got Pride happening, and we've got Comic-Con at the Convention Center. And, you know, so you got to find someone who is really going to have a wide audience base, right? But like lots of people are going to enjoy them. Lots of people are going to come down and see them. And so, yeah, that's where we landed with that. And they're back out on tour. They're so fun. I was just talking to a coworker yesterday, and she was like, you know, I wasn't in a very good mood, and I was listening to all the trap bands. And when Lost Lonely Boys comes on, you can't be sad.
Right.
Like I tried to be sad, and I just couldn't.
You've like, also got Ozzy Madley, which again, it could be English, it could be Spanish, it could be, but I mean, you're talking about another 3-time Grammy award winner. I mean, it just seems to me that you have woven this together kind of like a tapestry to really give a lot of different flavor.
They are just so fun. They are a party band. Charlie Tuna is part of that band also. He sort of brings that hip-hop flavor, and he was here last year, and he was like, oh, my God, I got to come back with the band. And I was like, okay. And you never really expect people to really come through with that.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, he was like, hey, Charlie wanted to see if you were serious about bringing Ozzy Madley. And I was like, yes,
right.
Yes, I am.
Right.
So locked that right down. So a lot of it's relationships, too.
Absolutely. And the fact that you have done this for nearly a decade means that you have relationships with not only those bookers, but all of those bands. And you can call the Sugar Hill Gang on your speed dial and get them to come play a Saturday night in Pittsburgh just like that.
Just like that.
Yep. Well, congratulations. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I know that it's been a lot of work to get to this point. But again, you're starting on the 31st of May, going through the 9th of June. 10 days of incredible music coming to Pittsburgh as part of the Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival. Congratulations on a great lineup.
Thanks, Rick.
Yep, great stuff. Sarah Aziz joining us here from the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball Isn't Boring, Baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.